6:06 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be joined at 6:30 by the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael. And then at 7:30, it will be Dr. K's Game Day Picks, brought to you by Action 24/7 on the web at action247.com, a sports book for Tennesseans by Tennesseans. But now, we are joined in studio by our very good friend, J.C. Bowman, the president of Professional Educators of Tennessee. You know, J.C., the mark of a true friend is this. When you call them at 9:30 at night and say, can you come in studio tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.? And they say, yes. Well, thank you, JC.
Well, always for you. You know, I'm always going to come in. And, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we go way back. And I
we
think
do.
The, and I think the interesting thing is this, you know, I mean, I know you. I know you're always going to be straight. And I just always appreciate the opportunity to be here. And I love what you guys are doing at the Star, and frankly, your national outreach.
We are, yeah. We are hitting the stories that the mainstream media just won't cover. So I want to. This is funny. I mean, it's amusing to me. And I heard this story, and I said, what? So just to lay it out for everybody. Now, everybody's talked. Now, we've been critical of Governor Lee on a number of issues, but we've also praised him on some issues where, I mean, he's done well on going after the trigger law and getting the injunction to have the trigger law in effect right after Roe v. Wade. He succeeded. We were surprised, but he did succeed in getting the voucher program, if you will, in a couple of counties. That was a success at the Supreme Court. But there's kind of a political misstep that he's made here with his education advisor. Can you kind of lay the story out? Who's his education advisor? What did the advisor say? And did Governor Lee step in to correct that?
No, he did not.
And so what happened?
Well, it's a couple things. Number one, and I'm going to say this. Last Monday, not 2 weeks ago on Monday, they had some reception at Hillsdale College. And apparently, by the way, there is a lot. Everybody seems to think Hillsdale is the new Greece or Harvard of Michigan or the conservative world or whatever.
The conservative educational icon is, I guess, what you call Hillsdale.
And a couple things. Let's go to number one. There's 1,500 students there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good. And this isn't about Hillsdale. It really isn't. And again, this isn't even about charter schools. This guy, and I had a lot of respect for Larry Arnn up until the point.
He's the president of Hillsdale.
President of Hillsdale
he
College.
He said something in the governor's presence that would be impolitic.
Oh, he rambled for an hour on a speech. And what you saw, and here's the thing. Somebody gave me a couple quotes he said. And
let's start off with the very first one where he said something complimentary about our governor that seems to be a little bit of an overreach.
Yeah, he referred to him as a potential president, a future president.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, President Bill. And
that's what he said.
And that's what he said.
Okay. Right there, you have to say, where is this guy going?
Well, and here's the whole thing. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the Governor Lee is angling for a national position. I think either.
I think he is, too.
And I think he either views himself as the vice presidential nominee under a Donald Trump presidency, if Donald Trump runs again. And or he may run for president. And I think there's people, and I think it's delusional. I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm not real impressed with how he's governed our state.
No, I think a lot of people, and we've been critical on a number of issues, but tell us exactly after Larry Arnn, president of Hillsdale, and we like Hillsdale, and we have liked Larry Arnn. We've been a guest on this show, but he said something that, I don't know, I mean, if you're trying to get charter schools promoted in Tennessee, it's impolitic at best. Tell us exactly what he said.
Well, it's reprehensible and irresponsible, and I think that's pretty. First off, he said zero confidence. Basically, he said in colleges of education, they are the dumbest part of every college.
1 minute.
And teachers are trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges in the country. And when it came to teachers, anybody can do it. And then finally, he equated education and he said modern education with enslavement. And so, you know, those pieces go together.
That's more than a little bit over the top.
Well, and then you have the governor of the state sitting there and then walks to the stage.
Did he correct him?
No. The governor walks to the stage and says, and this is my vision for education. And basically he endorsed it.
Now, was the governor up in Hillsdale?
No, this was here in, Franklin.
In Franklin?
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
I don't know. I wonder what they were drinking.
Okay. We'll have more with J.C. Bowman, Professional Educators of Tennessee, after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 6:18 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row. In studio with us, J.C. Bowman, the head of Professional Educators of Tennessee. J.C., just for a moment, tell our listeners about Professional Educators of Tennessee, what you do, and how you are different from a teachers union.
Yeah, number one, we are a nonpartisan teachers association. So this is, we're not engaged on either side of the aisle. We call balls and strikes, much like you do. And so for that, you know, but we are nonpartisan. And what we don't do is we do not endorse political candidates, nor do we give them any money. Our teachers are going to vote however they want to vote. I'm not smart enough to tell them how to vote, and I'm not going to do that. But
I know from going over to your offices and over the years and just chatting with you, you do a lot of defending teachers who are caught up in, shall we say, administrative overreach.
Yeah, and that is exactly right. We fight for our educators. I mean, there's a lot of things, particularly like in Williamson, Rutherford, Wilson County sometimes. There's a lot of teachers that, in Williamson County, for example, teachers are suspended at an alarming rate. Just
drop of a hat.
Drop of a hat. You know, you don't like a curriculum and you supplement that textbook with a really good book, you get suspended. And so we defend
our... It's bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, teachers are really caught in a no-man's land.
They are.
This is what I told, and I'll say this again. The state writes the standards. The locals buy the textbooks. They choose the curriculum, and then teachers are the ones who get caught in the crossfire of all of it, and you get people like Larry Arnn come down from Michigan, put that. You know how we take the people coming from out of state like
those
this?
Those carpetbagger Yankees.
Yeah, coming down to tell us.
Well, he's not running for public office, but he is trying to, he is influential in terms of he has the governor's ear, but it seems to me if you want to promote, and in this particular case, he was promoting a partnership to do specific kinds of charter schools in the state of Tennessee, and I'm a big supporter of charter schools.
Right.
But it seems to me that one thing you don't do is pick a fight with a very important political group that has political power, that would be teachers, and literally kind of extraneously and unnecessarily gratuitously insult them by calling them dumb, and that's what he said.
And here's the thing: in his speech, never did he really talk about what he was there to talk about. He never discussed what he was trying to do with classical education, which we like classical education. I mean, we like the quadrivium, the trivium, the seven liberal arts. We like that aspect. But let's just be honest. There are already schools here in Tennessee doing this.
I've got to get Larry Arnn in to defend himself, but it smacks of an arrogance to insult teachers. And, you know, I've been a big critic of K-12 public education in Tennessee. But very sympathetic to, you know, the vast majority of teachers who are just trying to do their jobs. And, okay, you could say, well, they don't come from some of them don't come from the top schools. Okay, that's fine. But, you know, you don't have to come from a top school to be a good teacher.
No, and certainly, you know, I would say to the governor, if he doesn't distance himself from this, he's going to be reelected governor.
Oh, yeah.
We're clear on that. I mean, there's nobody.
Well, he has virtually no primary opposition, and I don't even know the Democrats running against him. They are. We may be critical of Governor Lee for being sort of a centrist, moderate, sometimes not on top of issues, but the Democrats are all a bunch of left-wing lunatics.
Well, but here's on the other part of the coin. The governor surrounds himself. Some of his top advisors are Democrats. His political advisors, not even from Tennessee. I mean, you know, Blake Harris is from Alabama.
From Alabama.
And so, I mean, here's the thing. What is it that this governor doesn't like about the people of Tennessee? And like I told Phil Williams, I was like, look, we know the things that are wrong with public schools. If the governor really wanted to take a conservative approach in education, let's identify what freedoms or what are we needed. We are so bound by regulations. The very thing he's talking about colleges of education, they're just responding to what the standards or what the state has said for licensure.
Well, and to hear the public colleges that are under the control ultimately of the governor,
yes,
are the ones that are training the teachers.
Yeah, I mean, MTSU is doing a really good job. And listen, but they are jumping through the same hoops that their state is doing. And let's be real honest. And since we haven't brought her into it, I want to know what the governor is going to do. I'd like an apology from the governor. I'll be real honest. I
think on behalf of the teachers of Tennessee.
Yes, because he and that's where I think, and he likes to throw around, he loves Jesus. Well, I love Jesus too. So let's get to this point. Where's the humility in this? Where's that let's not offend your neighbor piece of it? Where's this part?
Yeah, it's very arrogant and condescending to call all teachers dumb, in essence, which is what Larry Arnn did. Big mistake on his part. And the governor did not step up to defend teachers here.
No, and then it comes back to the point, the governor talked, and listen, the Charter School Resource Center, and I've got to put this out there. They've contacted me. They've also sent out a statement. They distance themselves from this.
From the statements of Larry Arnn
they have
about
told the
public school teachers.
They have told the governor that they want no part of this. And by the way, so why, with other successful charter schools that are being here, there are some successful charter schools. We're moving. I mean, we're going to have to go to Michigan. This is all about the governor. He wants that conservative background. And he wants that connection from Larry Arnn and Hillsdale.
I think it's probably right. But here's the question. Is this the first time you've publicly asked the governor to apologize for not rejecting the comments made by Larry Arnn, negative comments about public school teachers in Tennessee, at the same stage that he shared with them?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think exactly. No, when I watched it, and here's the thing. I heard the comment, and I was asked for a reaction.
Right.
I gave him a reaction. Then I wanted to read the comments, and I went through and read many of the comments that Larry Arnn made and even the comments that the governor made. I was shocked. But when I watched the video,
yeah.
It goes back to the Kennedy-Nixon debate.
Right.
If you heard it on the radio, that's one thing. But when you really watch it, when you watch this, it's a rant. I mean, Larry Arnn was not who we thought he was, and Bill Lee is exactly who we thought he was. He was silent. He didn't say anything, and it makes you wonder.
Didn't defend the teachers.
He didn't defend
public school teachers.
And it's just like with the National Guard this week for conservatives. They're like, where are you at, Bill?
Where are you? Well, so now are you're asking Governor Lee right now on this radio program to apologize for not defending teachers when Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale and his informal advisor on education, said, in essence, public school teachers are dumb.
Absolutely.
And come from dumb college.
Absolutely. And his wife is a teacher. His wife has a degree in education from the University of Maryland. He ought to, I mean, how can he let somebody say that about your, you know, that?
And so have you expressed that yet to the governor, request for apology? You're doing it right now.
Yeah, I do it right now, but I'll certainly send him a letter. He will not respond. He doesn't respond.
Does he respond to you ever?
No.
Really?
No.
But, I mean, you're the head of Professional Educators of Tennessee. You've got a pretty big constituency here in the state.
Yeah, only when he is running for office did he ever respond to me. Now that he is the governor of the state and we get the layers of bureaucratic advisors. But I would welcome a one-on-one, and I've said this before, with one-on-one with the governor anywhere. But I'm telling you that he needs to sit down. He doesn't meet with any of the stakeholders. He goes to the scores. He goes to the Ed Trust. He goes to these other groups.
Ed Trust is funded by Bill Gates, isn't it?
Both of them are. And that's the other thing. Yeah. I think you got Larry Arnn here on his right ear, and you got Bill Gates on his left ear whispering things in there.
Neither of those two are Tennesseans.
No, they are not. And that's exactly where he is elected to be governor of the state of Tennessee, and it is time we reflect Tennessee values and Tennessee people in our office. Indeed.
Well, and you could be, say, critical of some teachers, but in a Tennessee way you would do that. In other words, you don't insult people,
yeah.
Right?
1 minute.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say, Michael, I'm under no precipitation that we are perfect. I mean, we need to make some changes in public education.
Yeah, I think we all would acknowledge that. But I think, you know, those changes need to be made by the governor and by the administration, the Commissioner of Education, and by school boards and by school administrators. The teachers are basically just trying to do their job.
Exactly.
And criticizing them in a system like this sounds to me unfair and arrogant. And the governor's failure to defend those teachers, I would agree with you, is very bad.
It's inexcusable.
That's a better word. J.C. Bowman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you having me.
All right. When we come back, the original All-Star panelist, Crom Carmichael.
Thanks.